Good evening. This is Akashimane Kohima. I am Jonas Yantang with Evening News. The headlines. Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma says digital version of inner line permit to be introduced. Hospitals across Nagaland joins nationwide strike call by Indian Medical Association. Deputy Commissioner Kohima issues travel advisory on National Highway 29 between Dimapur and Kohima. An MLA Imti Chopa flags off new school bus donated to students of Twensang village. Now the news in detail. Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma today visited Woka District Executive Force, DEF, and interacted with police officials and civil society organizations in Woka. During his address, Sharma commended the DEF for their active performance during the recent urban local body elections. He also discussed several key issues facing the state, including the inner line permit, drug-related challenges, and the overall policing system. Sharma informed that a digital version of the ILP would soon be introduced, which is expected to enhance efficiency and ease the workload for both police and administrative officials, assuring that the police department is prioritizing the menace of drug abuse in the state. He emphasized the need for public support as the police cannot tackle the issue alone. He urged the civil society organizations to contribute to these efforts, but cautioned against taking the law into their own hands as it could lead to unintended consequences. The DGB also encouraged police officials not to wait for formal complaints, but to proactively conduct investigations to improve the safety and security of the town. The program was attended by police officials, Deputy Commissioner Woka Vinit Kumar, frontal civil society organizations, village chairmen, students, women and youth organizations. Indian Medical Association has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman resident doctor at a West Bengal government-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. In Nagaland, hospitals including District Hospital Dimapur participated in the strike to express solidarity with the victim and her family. Medical Superintendent Dr. Gavitoti Teo confirmed that while outpatient services are suspended, emergency services remained operational. Senior consultant Dr. George Thira said that following directives from the Nagaland In-Service Doctors Association, hospitals across Nagaland joined the protest against the heinous crime. He added that doctors wore black badges to signify the protest and demanded justice. The Indian Dental Association Nagaland State Branch also joined the protest in support of the Indian Medical Association, condemning the crime and emphasizing the need for enhanced protection and respect for healthcare workers. The association stressed the importance of a safe working environment for medical professionals and pledged to continue supporting efforts to ensure justice and protection for those who dedicate their lives in serving others. Meanwhile, Union Health Ministry has assured protesting doctors of all possible efforts to ensure their safety and urged them to resume their duties in the larger public interest. The ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals and the representatives of all stakeholders, including the state governments, will be invited to share their suggestions with the panel. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has issued a travel advisory in view of massive landslide near Tsiza Bridge near under Setsa Zubza on National Highway 29. According to the advisory, Kohima to Dimapur bound vehicles are directed to take the Jotsuma Konoma Mezoma Setsuma Setsa Zubza Tsiza Bridge Mezobasa Setsuma Setsa Zubza route. While Dimapur to Kohima bound vehicles have been asked to take the Beducha Bridge Tsisema 10-mile road route, the DC has advised commuters to plan the journey accordingly and extend full cooperation. MLA Imti Chopa today flagged off a new school bus donated to the students of Twensang village at the Twensang village Students' Union Conference Hall. Speaking on the occasion, a special guest, Imti Chopa, said the bus is a step towards ensuring the students have the opportunity they deserve to excel in their studies. He said that through the bus service, the hardship faced by the students who commute to schools several kilometers away will ease. The MLA also assured to address the grievances of the public and raise the problems as elected representative from his constituency. In a groundbreaking move, the Gram Panchayat Development Plan guidelines have been translated into Lotha dialect, mother tongue of the Lotha tribe in Woka district of Nagaland. The initiative was spearheaded by District Rural Development Agency Project Director Narula Imkong, prioritizing the project villages of Woka. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIA News Kohima. Chief Minister Nipirio has created a Sangdam community on the occasion of Huna Bungbi. In a message, Rio said, the festival emphasizes the importance of instilling our cultural values to the younger generation. The Chief Minister expressed hope that the festivity fosters stronger intergenerational bonds and bring happiness to all. In an effort to reach out to elderly individuals, the Ayush Wing under the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland organized a series of geriatric health camps across the state. Held from 10th to 17th of this month, the camps were conducted in 12 districts through Ayush Health and Wellness Centers under the theme Live Healthy, Age Healthy. During the campaign, free medical examinations, treatments, consultations, and medicines were provided. In addition, considering the importance of a healthy lifestyle, senior citizens were taught basic fitness and exercise routines, informed an update from the department. The National State Ayush Mission, supported by the Ministry of Ayush, aims to improve the quality of life for elderly individuals through these geriatric health camps and similar initiatives by promoting health awareness and providing basic medical aid periodically. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has informed that Swachhata Pagwara will be held from 1st to 15th September with focus on awareness regarding cleanliness, sanitation, hygiene and other related activities. The Ministry of Education, Department of School Education and Literacy, New Delhi, has been observing the Swachhata Pagwara every year since 2016 with the involvement of the schools, making it a mass movement. NPSC stated that the role of schools in ushering in a clean India has been recognized at the topmost levels of the government. In this regard, the board has directed all registered institutions under NPSC to continue the activities related to cleanliness and hygiene highlighted during Swachhata Pagwara on a consistent and sustainable basis by integrating it with a regular routine and make Swachhata Pagwara a successful mission. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast enhanced rainfall over eastern and central parts of the country for the next 6 days. The IMD said, under the influence of low-pressure area over northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining West Bengal, it's likely intensification. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 22nd of this month. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Director General of Police Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, says digital version of inline permit to be introduced. Hospitals across Nagaland joins nationwide strike call by Indian Medical Association. Deputy Commissioner Kohima issues tribal advisory on National Highway 29 between Dimapur and Kohima. An MLA, Imti Chopa, flags off new school bus donated to the students of Trensang village. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.